Day 18. Deuteronomy 18. Deuteronomy 18 1-22. The priests, the Levites, all the tribe of Levi, shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire, and his portion. Therefore they shall have no inheritance among their brethren. The Lord is their inheritance, as he said to them. And this shall be the priests' due from the people, from those who offer a sacrifice, whether it is bull or sheep. They shall give to the priest the shoulder, the cheeks, and the stomach. The first fruits of your grain and your new wine and your oil, and the first of the fleece of your sheep, you shall give him. For the Lord your God has chosen him out of all your tribes to stand to minister in the name of the Lord, him and his sons forever. So if a Levite comes from any of your gates, from where he dwells among all Israel, and comes with all the desire of his mind to the place which the Lord chooses, then he may serve in the name of the Lord his God as all his brethren the Levites do, who stand there before the Lord. They shall have equal portions to eat, besides what comes from the sale of his inheritance. When you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you will dispossess listen to soothsayers and diviners, but as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren. Him you shall hear, according to all you desired of the Lord your God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, nor let me see this great fire any more, lest I die. And the Lord said to me, What they have spoken is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, How shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken, the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, you shall not be afraid of him. UCG Bible Commentary, Deuteronomy 18. Levitical portion, no occultism, the prophet and false prophets. The prophet and false prophets. Israel is again cautioned against learning to follow the abominations of the people living in the land, including the practices of witchcraft, sorcery or divination, verses 9-14. In contrast to pagan soothsayers, Moses prophesies that God would eventually raise up a prophet like himself, referring to the coming of Jesus Christ. Verses Deuteronomy 18:15-19. See John 1:45, Acts 3:22-23. He makes clear that just as the words from God that he proclaimed were to be obeyed, so it would be with this future prophet. And indeed, like Moses, Jesus came as an announcer of God's law and as a mediator of a covenant based on that law. In short, Christ's words were to be followed, whereas others who would falsely claim to be prophets would have to be rejected. Deuteronomy 18:20. Christ would later confirm that many false prophets would come to deceive the many. Compare Matthew 24:4-5:11. Sadly, this problem has always persisted among God's people. 2 Peter 2:13. Moses gives a clue as to how to determine whether a person is a prophet of God or not. When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken, the prophet has spoken it presumptuously. Deuteronomy 18:22. But one word of caution here: sometimes false prophets will foretell the future accurately. See Deuteronomy 13:1-5, and God himself may even be behind it. See Numbers 22:38, Numbers 20:12. Yet even if someone relays many correct prophecies, the verse quoted above basically tells us that if there is just one instance where he claims that God has, apart from scripture, specially and directly communicated to his mind regarding some event that will happen, and the event does not come to pass as he proclaimed it would, that alone would make him a false prophet. That is, unless the proclamation is a warning of divine punishment, and those to whom it is directed repent. As all such prophecies are contingent upon whether the recipients repent or not, compare Jeremiah 18:6-8, Jonah 3:1-10. And of course, as explained in the highlights for Deuteronomy 13, someone's fulfilled prophecies are to be measured against his teachings and deeds. We are never to follow anyone's anti-biblical teachings or evil practices.